News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the next few days promise to be some of the busiest for online shopping in Ireland as we continue to embrace that American tradition of Black Friday. News Talk text correspondent Jess Kelly has been scouring the internet to find some of the best deals on offer. Jess, has anything caught your eye?
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. I've spent a good bit of the weekend going through all of the websites. And if you are looking to buy tech over the next few days, there are definitely offers to be had. I'll run you through some of the ones that I think are worth your time and money. First up, we have the Huawei Watch Fit New. This is the newer version of one of my favorite all-time wearables. It was €99 and is now €79. This is great for anybody interested in fitness, monitoring their progress, but also productivity. So getting your text messages, meaning you don't have to pick up the phone as much. If you're looking to do a big purchase, so a lot of us have been spending a lot of time in front of the TV, if you're thinking now is the time to upgrade, the Samsung Q60A is a 55-inch 4K TV. It is absolutely stunning. It was $1,199 and is now $739. And then we also have some smaller bits and pieces that I think are great. So the Google Nest Audio, this is the smart assistant. It was £100 and it's now £80. Kindle, I'm a big reader. I love my Kindle. The basic version has a 6-inch screen and it's ideal for, you know, putting many, many books on, and it means it's fully portable. It was $79.99 and it's now $59.99. And the final one I want to tell you about, Jane, is the Samsung Galaxy Buds 2. They were $159.99, but they're now €119. And what I want to say about these is that these are actually on sale in three or four different outlets at three or four different prices. So I went on to a few different retailer websites and saw that the sale price was only £20 less rather than £30 less. So what I would say to people is, just because somewhere has a sale sign on the door doesn't mean you're getting the best offer. It really, really is worth shopping around and checking a few different outlets before you part with your cash.
Okay. What do we need to be aware of? Jess, some really good deals there, right? But what do we need to be aware of when shopping from UK sites?
Yeah, this is the big one. A lot of people will be turning to the likes of Amazon over the coming days for those deals. You need to be aware of the VAT price and then any import duties. So if you are ordering something that's less than €150 that's dispatched from Amazon UK, you will get the Irish VAT price at the checkout. If it's more than €150, you then have to consider the custom duties and taxes and so on. This is something that's a little bit complex. It doesn't just apply to Amazon. It's pretty much any UK website. What I would say to people when they are shopping online over the coming days is, even if it has a .ie domain name, check where the products are coming from, because you do not want to be getting a call or a text from the onpost or whoever it is saying that you owe money for duties. So again, just do your research on who you're buying from before you hit pay.
Okay. And listen, before you go, we were talking about it earlier on the show. Do you know why a fridge would have Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So in the coming years and so on, your fridge will be able to tell you what sort of food you have in there. So, for example, you could pair it with an app and it could say, well, you've got eggs, ham and milk. Why don't you have an omelette? Because you've got nothing substantial. So, yeah, connected devices, everything is going to be connected eventually.
OK, so it's not for surfing the web on the fridge. It's literally so the fridge can be a smart fridge. OK,
yes.
Jess, as always, you bring clarity where there is darkness, or where there was darkness. Jess Kelly, thanks indeed for that.